Okay, hello. First of all, thank you for coming here and enjoy this party and welcome in my little perverted world. I don't know really where to start with that because it's been a long, long development of my life that I came out with this kind of BDSM. I must say that many of my customers or friends and also interesting people came up to me with many ideas, and I just realized them because I am a person who always like to be interesting in new stuff, and this is my experience for myself to make this little life we have a little bit more excited. And I think my character, that's it. That's my character, to be unique. I try to be 100% behind what I'm doing. And this maybe makes a little bit of success in every work you're doing, that you are standing behind what you're doing. Even when this work grows up and a lot of work comes to you, what you also have to do, and you still have to be natural, and that's why I say bizarre by nature. That is exactly what I am, bizarre by nature.
Is your nature, and actually it's really shown very well. But as I said, so the idea of BDSM looks like in your work much more less than a starting point, more a kind of complement of your work, where you put all the abilities that you got before in one unique creation of contact. So it's like everything you have done before came up on what you are doing right now. Could be like that?
It grows after a while because we are all learning by lifestyle, and many, many people came to me with telling me that what I'm doing is great because I do it with my heart. And yeah, what can I say? It's difficult to explain.
So as a single manager of your company, and I consider that as a singularity in terms of you doing all the character, the need in producing one movie. And can you tell us a little bit more about what the market in the porn market and the rule, the cross inside the market, and of course if during your experience you noticed that in the last decades something changed?
There's a really big change in this market because I'm in this market since almost 20 years now, and I start working in the mainstream pornography not as an actor, active part, playing really sexual movies, but I watched a lot of these companies producing, and I'm a moderator in this one TV show you said about having sex with couples and doing the interview. But I see many, many people in this business behind the scene. They all complain a lot about the development of this pornography industry all over the world because of the porn tubes. Probably is one of the reasons that the life will change in this industry, and also the competition between actors, producers. It is not like a big family. I say the truth, that is a real hard, tough work, especially for women who are behind the scene working as a producer, also like an actor. It's not easy to accept from other people in this business. I say about the porn, the main porn part, I see myself not in this mainstream, but I have a lot of contacts with these people, of course, because I need a distribution for my DVD market, and also handling the internet market with streaming and downloading companies. And this is a lot of work behind the scene, what takes a lot of energy, but I'm still not giving up because I have so many new ideas, and I want to realize all of this in this little life. But I think the porn tube is good, somehow is bad, because it makes you popular in one thing, but it also gives you a lot of pressure to continue putting content every week, updating, and all this gives a producer, a small producing company like I am, because many people think I have a big company. No, I am manager, I am producer, I'm director, I'm actor, I'm organizer. And all around this is a really 24-hour job, and especially for a little woman like me, it is sometimes going over your limit, and you will always give up one of your privacy, and of course family life is very small too, but for this, all of this, you need really a good background, you need some partnership behind it that you can handle all of this, and the porn tube or the tube sites, of course, also the sites who are stolen content, trading content, they give us a real big trouble. Like we all say, it's a pain in our ass. But also we can use it, of course. We can try to keep good contact with some people. They own porn tubes, and we can sell license, of course. We can sell license of our movies. And
can you explain better how it works, this to the audience, how it works, this idea to selling content or to selling movies to the tubes? And I have to remind the audience that the movie of Carmen, all of them, they are long movie. They are not short clip. That's something that maybe you don't know that is really interesting about your work. So can you tell us a little bit more about this discussion about selling and giving?
I'm not producing just clip sites. Of course, I use clip sites too, but I produce in two directions, for internet and DVD market. And for the DVD market, you have something like a law that you have to give them a whole movie story about 90 or 70 minutes long. So it has to contain four different scenes, and in the fetish or in the BDSM scene, it is also very important to show a fantasy has to build up. You cannot show, like in the mainstream part, you're doing gangbang, you don't need a story really. But in the fetish scene, it's totally different. You need to grow the fantasy up in his fantasy, in his head, that he enjoy what we're doing with him. And it is totally different, but also in the fetish market, I see more and more that they only produce clip sites and clips just 10 minutes long. And for me, this is impossible to do, because my production work will start at 8 in the morning and end about 10 or 11 in the night with everything. Also clean up the location, because I want that everybody feels good and books me again for renting his location. So I do all around it, and for me this is like a one day full job. And why should I do only 10 minutes movies? For me, the organizing work behind the scene is so much work still that for me, I will try to do two ways, that I produce a movie for DVD market and also give this content to my partnerships in the world for clip sites, and they will split it in parts. So that's why I have only one time work, but they can also share this content for clip sites. Most of the others maybe do it different, but this is my traditional way. I still be in the old traditional way to produce a movie with a little bit of meaning behind it, and not only doing some content with strap-on play, especially fisting games. You need a lot of time to prepare him and his to be in a good condition, and all this you cannot do in 1 hour shooting. That's why for me I prefer to do a long day work, and in the end I'm always happy and satisfied that I did it. And yeah, I'm never happy 100%, because I'm a perfectionist. And I have so many ideas I cannot fulfill in one day. So, yeah.
I can imagine that it's not actually really. But all the artists, they are never happy about their homework. So, do you say that there is this kind of complication because of the competition of this kind of new element and new content that are online, thanks to the Tube and thanks to the social platform? But I think also you have to deal with the legal problem that doesn't really help you as a creative worker to regain your own space in this changing of the market. Can you say two words about that here in Germany, how it works for you as an entrepreneur working legally?
Okay, the problem is not only in Germany, but okay, in Germany we have a special problem with the Jugendschutz that we cannot show explicit transaction sexuality in the preview movies, what we of course have to show so people are interesting to watch more of our content. And this is one of the big problem we have, and many producers have. That's why they all move out of Germany, because this should be an international global law in the internet, and this is still not going on. That people think like we are discriminated of the law in Germany to produce any kind of movies in the adult entertainment. Yeah, that's one of the big problems. The other problem, you also have to find out the laws of all different countries, like the Switzerland. You cannot doing practicing on peeing, or in America is also different, difficult to show movies with fisting. You can only use four fingers but not five fingers. So I was wondering how that happened, because what is the difference between four and five fingers? But you have to handle this problem too. And a lot of arguments about this and that, and a producer always has to, yeah, work with these laws and those problems.
But as I saw, you work it out well. So you, because you have your own company, you have your still ongoing. I think you started in 2001, if I understood correctly. But and what my impression is that even you, as a professionist and as an artist, as a creative art and worker, you are using, of course, internet, because it's a platform that you cannot use. I have the impression that all the content that you produce, you would rather prefer to put in out of the line and not online, because and you come at online just at the end of the process. And it's an impression that I have, not just speaking with you, but speaking with all other people into the idea of giving quality and not just quantity in terms of porn sold and porn produced. Is a correct impression, or you want to say something different?
I stand behind the quality, not the quantity. But what I see in all kind of fairs where I've been since 20 years, that the development is very much more in the quantity. And that means that, of course, the producers have not that much, or most of these producers have not that much money to always stay up with the quality, so they produce quantity. And that means that the content goes very down with the quality. No stories, no good setups, no the girls, for me, in the mainstream part, I say what I see right now. I came from Vienna, and I saw this fair there. And what I see is that also in the Venus, the trend now goes more into fast food industry. That means it's not very healthy, especially for the girls, because I think it's a growing up new generation that they don't respect too much the work behind what the sex workers doing. They want to consume quick, fast, and then hungry and going back to fast food again. This is the problem what we see now, that many girls work there without a healthy system. And especially the customers or guests from this fair, they can also activate with these girls in these fairs and doing a lot of stuff what normally we would say is not allowed to do. And the victims will be the women who work in this business. That is maybe a development of this new generation who using fast food porn industry.
That actually has a lot to do with the fast and the speediness that the internet consumption of and the product giving us, so, and is reflecting that. But can you, so you spoke now about women worker, sex worker in the exhibition, in the fair industry, but is the same, I can imagine, also in the movie production. And can you say something about the woman or the man or the people that are working with you, and which kind of experience and which kind of history they bring right now in terms of this discourse about speediness and fast food idea of creating a product?
Well, it's just simple. When I see the Venus, for example, the consumers don't consume, they don't pay, they don't consume toys or something. They just want to see and watch, and in the internet they will get it for free. So many of the booths will not go in there no more, and the entrance will get higher, and the guests complain that the tickets cost so much money, but they don't get anything for this money. This is like a circle what's going on now, and this is the problem, because so much in the internet is for free, and then the producers have not that much money to invest of a good production where they watch out that everybody feels comfortable, and also checking on the tests and everything. What I see is the gangbang is going on now, and they will have a new law probably this year in Germany. I heard about this.
Can you explain that?
The law will be that this is a discrimination of women, because they will not they will work like a machine. They are only used. They're used for this quick, fast sex. And this is the problem what we see now, what I see especially now in the fairs, that they consume these fast sex adventures without thinking of the risk for themselves and for the woman, of course, too. And the women, many of them, probably they just need the money, or I don't know what the purpose is behind many of these actresses. To be famous, to be in the middle of, and want to be a star or whatever. It is a trend now for young women, what I think is very dangerous in the future.
Probably, but actually, the point is that probably they will never become star, because becoming a porn star right now is not such a easy. I mean, it's completely different as it was before. I was in a conversation during the last Porn Film Festival, and we ended. There were a presentation about porn stars do from the beginning during the 50 years, and at the end, we have to say that the idea of porn stars that we are always in mind is not anymore with what we are experienced. So the porn stars that are nowadays we find in internet, they are have the life of a butterfly. They live for a few minutes thanks to the social network, and then they crash down, giving space to the other one. So of course there is this speediness. And but I assume that also affect the world of the work of the people that are like you, that try to do something different and creating and want to create content. Are these people, for instance, in this BDSM world and the BDS movie that you are making, able to do the movie and the character that they are able to act and what you ask or not? So they are really into it, or they are just trying to expose in themselves? How it works, this young generation of people coming into the porn industry?
Okay, in my kind of business, maybe it is a little bit different because there are many women, they are also mistresses, and of course they will use this platform shooting with me and also for the internet to be a little bit more popular in their business. But most of my friends that shoot with me, they like what they're doing, and they are natural mistresses, or they like to practicing this kind of BDSM. And I just give them a platform to present themselves for the public and also give them more experiences with my ideas probably, and they like to use my know-how, of course, and I'm very proud of giving them this chance to, yeah, to be growing up in this business. But I was talking before about the mainstream. The mainstream is different a little bit still, but also the fetish and SM scene is also a change in this because of the internet. There are not so many people now going in the public and practicing in some kind of clubs the BDSM, because it's a mix of party and mainstream people that what these people don't like. Most of my people, what I know is that they don't want this in the public, and especially not with the mainstream who are only taking pictures and don't know what the hell we're doing there. And that's why you cannot mix mainstream, normally not with fetish and BDSM, but many of the producers for the mainstream now, what I see is trying to shoot also BDSM fetish movies with porn actors. And for me, this is not authentical, because these are only actors, they're not really deep into this practicing. And it ends in the when I give them a whip and say, okay, let's play something with your slaves. They don't know what to do. That's why I say this: you cannot put this in the mainstream part. Mainstream and BDSM is a different scene.
Definitely. I want to ask you a little bit, speaking about the fulfillment of the desires of the client. I know you run a project that is called Wunsch Video, and that really interests to me, because the idea is to give the customers or the fan or the client the possibilities to act his own script. So the fan, the client send you the script, and you are preparing the scenario to give him or her the possibilities to act what actually he or she want. How does this kind of production of video work changed? You see different kind of desiring, you see different kind of expression of sexualities. And I ask you that because, of course, I mean, all the client now, since like the last 10 years, they have much more possibilities to look in the BDS movie all over in internet. So there is not this kind of need of seeing something is less related to conquer it and to gain it. So there is not. But are you still running this project? How it works?
Okay, actually now I have a desire movie. I started with this 1999, I think. It came somebody to me and asked me, hey, can we shoot together? I have this and this fantasy. And for me this was brand new. And I said, okay, let's try. Let's see what we can do. And then I built up this for offering for many people, and it works really good. And we had a lot of experiences. I find out by myself new experiences. For example, I had a good friend or slave 8 years long, and we also doing a lot of performances in Europe with a very special practicing of breast controlling. And this idea came up from him, and we shoot a lot of movies with this, and I learned a lot about this from him. It's not that I learn everything myself. I need, of course, people who can
give me these ideas, and I will check and find out how it works, and I'm very interested in this. After many years, there came a couple of competitions. They, of course, I say like Videorama, somebody like from this company, he also did the same now, and I see, okay, now this works. Somebody copy, of course, then is an interesting project. And but now, since a couple of years, this going also down because you say the internet gives you everywhere the opportunity to find all kind of fetishes. This grows very fast, and then of course people don't want to invest money for a production for a desire movie when they can have this all over the world for free, or not for free but for little money. Okay, if in a special case they want to play personality with me in a movie and they have some fetishes, I will talk with them about that, and I will give them the opportunity to realize this project. Depend on the money, is all on the money, because many people think, okay, you shoot only 20 minutes, maybe it's cheaper, and I pay only 150 euro. This is don't make a sense for me, because a production will not start under 1,500. This is the low budget production, and I try to work with this little money to fulfill a good movie. And many of the people will not accept this price anymore because of the market is full.
I can imagine. In your film, I saw sometimes you attempt to do this kind of meta porn, where you invite friends, other dominas around the world to, and you speak about how to make a porn and how to deal with the customers, and you have this kind of cool conversation on my perspective, and. And I found, not just on my perspective, I found that really useful also for a consumer, because it gives the opportunity to understand how the work behind, how it takes to do and to stage some stuff, and which kind of commitment there is in doing that. But on the other side, I really think that we need also this sharing of awareness in between, not just the producer and the consumers, but also in between dominas and workers. I mean, what do you think about the network in between workers and the relationship of this sharing of awareness and self-consciousness about BDSM and pornography?
Okay, I have a good network international with a couple of dominatrix and dungeons, and I see that they are very interesting in working or in playing in a movie with me, and I could do many more movies if I could have the chance to travel all over the world. But yeah, it is like a win-win situation. And still, the fun is always the main part of it. They will not shoot with me when they don't know about my character and they think that I am not the right person for this. And I have a lot of experiences with other mistresses. And what I can say is that in the international market, I like to work a lot of with. Women from the States, because they are very open-minded, and also from Great Britain, the people I know are more in the natural dominatrix. They are like in a scene. They're also doing probably professional work for dungeons, but in the main part they are private dominatrix, and this is also better for the movie because it is authentic. And also my actors are authentic, because these are just straight people. They don't play for money. Or when you pay somebody, you always have the problem that don't give everything from themselves, and that's why I work only with authentic people, family people, and yeah, it's different to the mainstream porn. They have a big industry with agencies and actors and actresses. They are only doing this in life, and of course they have to pay their rent for what they're working. That's you cannot do yeah this in okay. You know what I mean.
I know what you mean. Actually, I have to ask us because I don't have the time. So if someone can tell me if we are running out of time or. Okay, so we can still have a small conversation, or the audience want to ask something. Do you want to? Do you have some really urgent and important question to ask, Carmen? Oh my God!
So many slaves.
Yeah, of course. Please. I don't know where the microphone. I mean, I'm gonna give you the microphone. Girl first. Okay. Sorry, I didn't. So.
I just have a quick question, because you said before that there is actually less BDSM that is happening in clubs, and I didn't quite understand why. Is it because there's more cameras and people don't want their pictures taken in clubs, or why do you think this is in compared to previous years?
Okay, what I see and what I hear from other people going out in a club for BDSM parties, not only here in Berlin, also in Munich or somewhere in the other Europe, is that there are more and more fetish people in these clubs. They like to wear maybe only latex, but they are not into the latex fetish. And this is like a mix of a lot of party people who only like to show. Yeah, like a catwalk, and they are too shy to play, or probably never tried it, but they like to show. Yeah, it's a show. And more into this show scene, BDSM people don't like to be, because they are scared maybe to open their sexuality in this club area. And this is what I hear, not only in Berlin, I hear this from other scene too. Yeah.
So in this sense, changed a bit the desires and how the people are acting and showing their own fantasies in the scene, in the public, I mean. There is a kind of shift.
It's like, I think is, it's a spirit. The spirit of this years, this spirit is not like in the normal, the spirit of the 90s, you will not get back. You can go in every club, you will not have the spirit to dance, to play, to have party. I try myself in a regular club to find my spirit of the 90s. I cannot get it. I don't know. I always ask myself this question, why this happened. I cannot, maybe I'm getting old. Maybe the BDSM people getting old. I really don't know. I talk with.
It's actually what I thought.
I talk with a mistress working since 30 years in a dungeon. She is one of the first of this dungeon in Germany. And I ask her, and she said, probably the BDSM people die. They are not into pain anymore. They only want fetish. They only want a look. They want the kinky style, the kinky style, but not the military style, the punishment, the pain. These people probably really die, or they are never there. I went to the USA, to the States, and working there for a mistress I know for 1 week, and there is a totally different customers. They are more into spanking and painful role plays. And what we think is that the American and the Great British people are more into military style, because their educating is different than ours. The people grow up with military, they grow up with these uniforms. In England, they wear uniforms when they go in school. And they like the school role plays a lot. They like the German drilling, the drill. And this drill here in Germany, or especially in Europe, is not that big. And that's maybe one of this problem.
Francesca.
Okay, thank you very much for the presentation. It was amazing. I was curious about two aspects. The first is, did it ever happen to you to find clips of your films inside porn tubes? And if so, what did you do? And second question, I really die for the desire films idea. But I was wondering if I understood right, it was like people coming to you expressing their desire and they were producing the film. Like they were putting money to produce that. So who owned the copyright of the film after that?
Okay, for the first question,
the porn tubes question. Did you find clips of your work on porn tubes? And if so,
yeah, the porn tubes is a big problem. And I, in the beginning of this, I found out, or customers came by email to me and say, "Hey, I found your videos there and there. Are you sure that they can do that?" And I get me a lawyer and a special agency. I pay money for this to remove these movies, and this is something what you cannot handle anymore, because you remove this now and one day later is up again. It is a work what never ends, and it costs only money. And this is a big problem for all of producers, especially small producers. They have not that big money to go to have a lawyer in their own office. This is a problem you cannot handle anymore, that you can go to a lawyer, but you can get only the people from Europe. You cannot get the people international. And in my case, I have a lot of international websites I found, especially in Russia, where they copy the whole movies, everything, the whole site. And this is impossible to handle anymore. You have to deal with this. You can say, you can do for production, you put a watermark sign in your movie, and this has to be always moving, so you cannot only cut it out and nobody knows. So you have at least the possibility to make marketing with that. Who steals your movie, he knows from who he steals it. This is all what you can do about that. But everything else is a work what never ends. The second question was
about the copyrights.
Who are paying for a desire movie to play in my movie. I always explain them that there is a lot of investment behind a production. And when I say, okay, you can play in this movie, but I still publish this movie, we make a contract, and if you don't want to show your face, then you will cover up, and this will say this in the contract. But I have not so many customers who are able to pay more than this to get a really private movie, because if I calculate all the money I need for a production, location rent, camera, edit work, everything around it, nobody is able to pay. Or I'm not that lucky that I have a big spender who has the chance to do that. Yeah.
He asked also who, and I was also interested, who has the right of this movie?
The copyright is all by myself. I have the license for everything, and of course I will make a contract, an ID shot, and I have to, because if not I cannot put it somewhere in the partnerships websites. I will not give this away. It will stay in my safe. I hope so, and but I need this. Everybody needs it. I know many producers, they are not using this for long years, and I was wondering why they never get a problem. I will not do that, and I will tell everybody to do ID shot and contract. It is very important.
There is another question over there.
So, hi. I was wondering, when you told us that everyone is doing something for his own to earn money and you are only work on little islands, is there no GEMA or other like meta organization negotiating with you with you the porn tubes or like GEMA does with YouTube? I really don't get it, because the scene you're talking about is so full of love and authenticity, and I think people would pay for seeing things, like appreciate these things, and I really, maybe I'm too naive, but I cannot understand.
About the music, what I think I understand is I use only GEMA-free music. This is one part you have to protect. You cannot use music from international people. So this is because my edit guy, he is a musician, and he is giving me the music. He can sing and he can mix me some special music. It's not for the GEMA. That is one of what we have to also take care of. And of course, this also costs extra money to, if you have, you can also buy music, GEMA-free music in the internet. So you're getting a contract, and you can use this for your special project. And you have this contract, and you can publish this movie with GEMA-free music. You have to pay, of course, for this extra. Or you have somebody who can mix the music for yourself, but you cannot use somebody like Madonna, for example, yeah? I think she will be happy to claim on you.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
So, is there any other question over in the audience? Some are really interested to know how is construct and build up a fetish and BDSM movies. No one, every one of you are really know perfectly how it works.
They are shocked now.
I'm shocked.
I stole the illusion.
So I have a small question. Has less to do with the internet and the tube, but much more about your work. Do you think that still Berlin is a city where doing the job that are you doing is good in terms of, in terms of economically speaking, and in terms of environment? Or are you planning to move somewhere else? I'm wondering.
Okay, of course, a big city is always easier to find actors or a good connection for locations, for example, or actors or visitors from other countries. They come for play party here, and then I write them, okay, when you're here, maybe you have time for one day, we can shoot together, we can share content, or I give you some little money for working with me. This is one of my deal I do. And for a producer, it will be always hard to get new locations. After a while, you are on the limit where you have already shoot everywhere. And then I now traveling more and more outside of Berlin to find new locations, because the competition is like I see in other movies of other producers, always the same location. And then, of course, it looks always similar to my own production. So I always try to be creative and look for some special locations outside of Berlin where not everybody shoot. And then, of course, it will be harder to organize all the actors to come over there. It will cost extra money. It costs more hotel. It costs more traveling. It costs more time. All this you have to calculate. It's like really like a business. You have to really calculate this. That's what I say. I start doing this for fun. And the money was not so important. But now, the more and more responsibility you take, you get, the more and more you have to calculate. You have to think like a businesswoman. And of course, it makes me proud to do this, but also it is a lot of work what I really don't like. And
like accounting.
It's all about the money. That is the problem. If I would have like a pool of money and I can say, okay, now I have the money, I can shoot, I will do a lot more, but now it is not so easy because the market is full. The market grows up with many, many other people's. It's not only professional producers doing this now because of the market of the industry, electronical industry. Everybody is able to buy a camera. Every second couple can do the same. Yeah, they can buy at the media market a camera, and they do that, and they will shoot out in the living room. And giving content every day, yeah? And this all goes in this little market too. That is a problem. This was not happen 20, 30 years ago. I hear from old producers, they work in the 70s. They had a lot of fun. They spend a lot of money. They shoot with cinema style, yeah, with big cameras and. The production costs 100,000 euros or D-mark, and now you have to calculate with 1,000, 2,000 and have to see that you charge back this after a while. And the other problem is the billing system you use in the internet when you sell content. You have a lot of laws with the billing companies because the most of these billing companies come from the States, America, and they have very tough rules. But I hear also that when you have enough money, then you can pay them, then they give you PayPal, they give you a credit card. When you give them money, you can get everything. When you have only less money, you are only a small client, you have a big problem. Then they say you have to go by the rule. And the rule of the United States is not this, not this, not that. And then you have not so much chance to sell content. That is another big problem we have.
Yeah, there are many challenges. I mean, what I think is that behind all the challenges that are you being a woman, you being a self-made person, you being an artist, you being a creative worker, you being a sex worker, at the end, the important stuff is that you are still trying to create what you want to do. That is not just the massive production of something, but is the script that you have in mind, is the ideas that you are trying to realize, and that is actually really important. And it's beautiful that you are still doing that. I'm quite sure that in the future, and correct me if I'm wrong, for you will become ever more difficult than is now, because I think that still, as we saw, the social platform and the tubes are just at the beginning of the huge expansion in our own life. I mean, that's the feeling. So how you imagine yourself like in the next, I don't want to say 10, but let's say 5 years.
Okay, what can I say about this? Another project of mine is to give the message of the woman worldwide, to give them, with my kind of movie projects, a new
self-consciousness?
Yes.
Selbstbewusst.
Yeah.
Self-consciousness.
Right. Because what I see is that there is still a lot more work to do with the women democracy or freedom of women sexuality. This is still, since so many years, still a man's entertainment. And of course, I know this is how it works. I understand what men... Sometimes I think like a man already. But still, I want this message to the women in the world to show them a new free sexuality life, that they can take it when they want it. They can take what they want, they can take it how and with who they want. It's on them to decide what they want. And this is what my next project maybe will be, to give more power in the woman world with this kind of projects I'm doing.
amazing. Can I be the first? Are we going to do a workshop? I would love to be part of that. So I see that there is another question.
Yes, actually two questions. One is more like a curiosity, because I was also discussing with my team about the regulation that you were actually mentioning that changed from country to country, the fact that, you know, in some countries you can do feasting only with three fingers, other four fingers. So we were really wondering, but who is doing this regulation? I mean, we are really curious to understand, what is the point of making this change? How does it work and why? And then another question that maybe is a bit complex, but still perhaps I think is important to ask, is that we also call this panel Deconstructing Power. And also I know that among the public that we usually have here at the Disruption Lab, is not that all the time we have porn or SM expert. And so I think that this point of, also negotiating power into a BDSM relationship is really important because it's based on consensus. And since also we show the trailer in which, there are also people doing a lot of extreme things, but also everything is really regulated there because actually, you negotiate with the people. So I would like to ask you also to elaborate a bit on that, because I think it's really an important aspect if you speak about SM. So two questions.
Wow. Okay, about the first question, that's what we all wondering, who is making those rules? I think probably it will be the billing system. It will be the political thing. It will be... sure, the bank will take money from everybody if they have the possibility. I think it is not the bank what makes the rules, but they work with the political government, and they make the rules. And we all know what the government doing. Most of the time, not the right thing, and they are doing a lot of things wrong. So they don't think about this business. They only take the money out of us, but they don't protect us or they don't give us new opportunities. And this is a really political thing that we have always this rules changing, especially like in Switzerland. Many years it was forbidden to show content peeing on people. Only peeing is okay, but peeing on people is impossible. And then they changed the rule a couple years ago. In this case, I sent already my content to my partnership in Switzerland, and the police catch this content in the border, and they make a razzia in his office, and he went to court, and he blamed it on me because I should know about these rules. And okay, I don't know all the rules of all over the world, so this was a big problem. His lawyer sent me a letter that I will not send any content anymore to his office. So I lost one partnership, okay. A couple years later, for example, in Switzerland, the rules changed again and is open now for peeing on people. And all kind of video shops calling my distributor who is selling the DVDs, oh, please send me some DVDs. Please, we need it all. We need all content with peeing on people now because the rules are open. So what is this? The rules changing always. And they always expect from us to know everything, and they don't even know themselves. So this is the one thing what I wanted to say. The second
was about the consensus, the power in the BDSM, the idea of sharing and power in the BDSM world. So how you as a domina and a slave deal with the idea of power?
Yeah,
or you as a slave and the other as a master.
Okay, what I see is that many, many people are more and more interesting in special fetishes, especially strap-on play, anal games, normal people, not only freaks, yeah. So we always have like a long conversation before we start, because of course I need to know him.
And sometimes I say we have to check first in a session for ourselves how it works, and then when it works fine and we are very sympathetic, then we can play in a movie. But I also get many, many offers for playing in my movies. Most are maybe only interesting in having a session in front of the camera. I always say this is not working like that because I invest a whole day with my equipment and everything, and I don't know this person. So I don't know if I can shoot with you. I don't know that you're practicing. I don't know your limits, everything. So it's always a lot of work before you have to communicate with those people. You have to meet them, and that is very important in this scene. And this scene grows up really big now. I think now they have a lot of private parties. They have like a community in every little village where they have a basement and they're playing with 20 couples together. And this is like a new scene growing up. And it will be more and more public. But the opposite, like I said, the club scene is shrinking. Because of the public is not this, in this scene. They mix more and more regular people in these clubs because they have to full. They have to make the club full, and this is also a problem for the club scene, the internet. Yeah, because many people are investing their time too much in the internet. That's why they are not going out no more for regular dancing. Yeah, that's what I say. The spirit of the 90s, I miss it. And the 90s has not the internet. That's maybe why.
There is another question there behind.
It's about, is there an association on the national or European level lobbying for the rights of the porn producers concerning copyright like this woman mentioned, GEMA is an institution that stands for the rights of the artists and claim money back from the people who sell their music and give that to the artists who own the copyright. So is there anything like that in the business, or is this business much too much exposed to still exposed to discrimination, that they are doing a dirty thing?
Yeah, that's what I think is still a discrimination in the mainstream television news, that they don't really accept this big porn industry, or mainstream or fetish, BDSM, whatever. They show only one part of this scene in a totally wrong way. They show people introducing them for BDSM. They don't even know what the hell they're talking about. They really make this scene not looking very good, the television. Because the people like to see this freak shows. Yeah, they like to see people, maybe they really don't know what they're talking about, and they're looking funny, and they're acting funny. And when you watch this, and you really think, what the hell I'm doing here since 20 years, starting, learning, trying to really take caring of everything, and then you see the television showing a really wrong way of the adult industry, because it's a big industry still, and it's a lot of money they pay for taxes, really, and it's a very important part of the whole life, the sexual life. The sexual life is still a secret nobody want to talk about, but if we don't have this, we are not here. And why? Because of the education of the church, hundreds of years ago.
there is the problem what still is in many people's head, not to talk about sex, especially in when they are married, people, I know many people, they don't even talk about their sexual wishes. They come to us or they come to somebody from the mainstream porn, going there in a house and doing their sexual life because they cannot talk with the woman. And the woman don't like to talk about it. And this is a problem what comes since hundreds of years, I think.
So we saw the normalized pornography thanks to internet, but doesn't really mean that there is a huge compensation in awareness and what you say before, selbstbewusst. And on the other side, we still experience an exploitation of this market because it makes much more money exploiting something than giving this market the right place in the world. So I would really love to talk a lot about this stuff, but I think we are running out of time, and I think every one of you needs a break, and I need a cigarette. So I really, really, really thanks Carmen. That was really a pleasure for me to having here and to chat with you. So. And of course, thank you, Tatiana, and please stay. It's an half an hour break, and then we start again with other fantastic people going on with this conversation about porn tubes and the explicitity of pornography. Thanks.